Boy, I almost forgot I had a dog.
If you hadn't called me, I wouldn't be here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome to introductions, introduction to media, introduction to everybody else, and approval of the minutes. We'll move right on down the line.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of October 20th, 2015.
Okay.
I second it.
Have a second.
Commissioner Klassen?
Aye.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
And Chair Lesby?
Aye. And we'll move on to the updates and reports.
So the natural hazard mitigation, they've had their first steering committee meeting. So there's a memo in your packet kind of giving a little bit of an update. They've generated a list of the essential services and facilities within the community, as well as reviewing their previous lists of identified hazards. There, I think it was it a draft or something that they had, and
yeah.
So they reviewed that. They're going to have another meeting probably around January, and so the revisions that they discussed at this meeting, they'll revisit. Lisa, I believe, will have another draft prepared for them to look at, and so they'll kind of address that, and you can see who the committee consisted of. So,
and I think it's March that they plan on having the findings to the Planning Commission, and then in May, if I'm not mistaken, to the council.
Yeah, because we'll adopt our portion, but then it'll go, because it's an element of the county's overall natural hazard, because it's their grant, so we're kind of an addendum to it. So, and then Vicki prepared the activity report. Red Rock Trail, the construction's completed. I live in the area, and I've seen a lot of people utilizing it, so that's always good. The wastewater treatment plant, looks like they went and did a presentation on the 28th to the city council, or Dyer did. And then there's your list of building worksheets. Commercial changes is about the same. And then we actually have received a boundary line adjustment. So you guys heard the Habitat for Humanity's plan amendment zone change. Now they're taking the property line that was running north and south and turning it so they can get the dual dwellings on it. So Lisa's working on that boundary line adjustment. So you guys will just get copied on the decision as usual, but it won't come before you. And then we've recently received a land petition for the next parcel down on State Street. So that Bob Prehall and Mike Brown have submitted. So that is in the works, and the notice will go out shortly for the administrative notice. And that's about it.
Busy town.
Right? Actually, we really are. Lots of inquiries. We were just discussing that today. You know, just a lot of people with inquiries of, you know, their zonings and the opportunities that are available for some of the vacant land, as well as some of that have existing buildings on them. So hopefully something starts coming.
Any businesses?
Not new that I know of. It's just kind of people mostly checking on the zoning and asking, you know, is retail or, you know, what kind of like commercial business or what's the maximum density of a residential. So it's just kind of your standard questions on some of the, mostly the vacant ones. In following up with your last meeting, it was brought up to see if we could begin the meetings at 6:30. Based on the consensus of the commission, you are able to do that starting at your leisure, or you can leave them at 7. That's up to you guys. And then we will be continuing to keep our meetings monthly. But Vicki is actually preparing an ordinance to propose to the city council to kind of relax a little bit if we don't have any meeting and material, to then just meet when we have stuff for every other month, kind of as we go. So I'm not sure what her ordinance will propose just yet, but it won't have to be every month when we have nothing.
That makes sense.
So. I don't know if you guys want to decide on, you know, whether you want your meetings at 6:30 or leave them at 7.
What's the feeling of the commission? I think what Michelle had asked, was it Michelle that asked about earlier time?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me.
She didn't even show up to plead her case.
Well, she actually just messaged me and or sent us an email, and she's sick, so.
We don't want her to hear that.
Yeah.
No, we don't want her to share.
No.
Well, let's see. Tonight would have been a stretch for me to make it on time. If we were at 6:30.
And you can, the way I understand it, you can, you know, leave it at 7 for now, and if you want to address it at your next meeting, you know.
I mean, I don't think it makes any difference leaving it at 7 for as long as we're here anyway.
Hey, January, we might have something for you.
Really?
Maybe.
Give us a hint.
Well, no, it's a plan amendment and zone change. From industrial to industrial. Not a whole lot of excitement, but the application's in the works. Lisa has a follow-up meeting with the applicants on Thursday, so we'll have a better idea. But because of the deadlines, the time frames of notification to the Department of Land Conservation and stuff, there's they have a 35-day notice just for themselves. So once we deem the application complete and notify and then send out the notice of public hearings and stuff, we won't make December 15th. So.
Can you tell us who it is, or you refrain from that? Top secret.
Top, yeah.
CIA.
I actually don't know. It's a group of them, because there's actually, I'm not sure how many pieces are in the property.
Is
so
the south side of 138?
Yes. Between, yeah. Well, it's between Fort McKay and 138.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not the exit 136 properties, but the other. Farther out. Next to Highway Haven. I don't know if it goes that far.
Put off till the next meeting? Is that the 6:30 thing?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody has a doubt, we should whittle everybody's here now.
I know in summertime, 7 is a better time for me than 6:30.
Well, let's just put it off till next time then.
Okay.
Half hour doesn't make that much difference to me, so. Especially since we'll be rushing through everything, so we'll get out of here anyway.
Well, I'm done. It's all yours.
okay, commission comments.
I got
the longer questions. You talk, the longer we're here.
I got questions. That's okay.
That's okay?
We have any cost overruns on Red Rock Trail?
Cost overruns. I am not the track keeper of that, so I do not know, but I can have Vicki send you a note.
And a half. She'll send around a half to donate.
It driving by. 535 State, is that the house, the new house that they're building down there? Are they looking to split that lot up? Is that what that is?
So, okay, if you're at Valentine and State, they divided that in half. Different property owners. Then you go to the next piece and they divided it. I think they ended up with 5 pieces. After a couple land partitions, maybe 6. I can't remember the total, because some of it was like in 2012. They did another partition in 14. Well, this is the next piece down that's even farther. So it's about 1.5 acres. There's one house on it. There's kind of a row of trees that divide it.
Okay.
So it's south of the trees if you have a visual of the area.
Okay.
And so they're looking at doing series partitions again. Once you do, you can do, the land partition is the 3 parcels, up to 3 parcels. And then in the next calendar year, if you've got that final, you can do another land partition for 3 more parcels. 4 or more is when the subdivision requirements kick in. So a lot of the smaller developers like to do the series partitions.
It's the same owner for all that property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that this is where this begins, but we have an unsightly sight problem in this town that's getting worse.
Are you talking about my garbage company?
No.
Oh.
No, actually,
not this
one. Down California. I was going down Central.
There are a few.
And right there at Comstock and Central is becoming quite a wrecking yard in there.
Which piece are you referring to?
The old Gossett Chevrolet place.
Chevrolet dealer that used to be there on the corner.
That's before her time.
The northeast corner.
With the motorcycle.
Northwest, okay.
Northwest.
Got the old Gerritsen's.
The old Gerritsen's.
There we go. Now we're in my time frame.
All right.
I wasn't born until the 70s. And I went to Oakland.
75, it was Gossett Chevrolet in 75.
I wasn't born then.
What do we need to do to come up with something to make these people recover that fence with some kind of vinyl?
The chamber's actually working on some stuff with that. We're kind of, you know, teaming up with the chamber on some of it, but also John Hebert. Oh, do you have some insight on it?
Well, a little bit. ODOT gave the beautification committee authorization or okayed putting the Italian cypress or something up in front of that fence. And we've just kind of been waiting to see what's going to happen with the grants, you know, because it's kind of a catch-22 thing. But we do have authorization to plant in front of it.
Okay.
Whether or not...
Well, and I know John Hebert's been working with them and trying to get them to clean it up, and I've heard, you know, conversations about the plantings and... Because he wanted to do that as opposed to the fence, or... Okay.
Well, the planting things, when the trees get older, the root system ends up tearing stuff up. It's the only problem about planting stuff. And is there any power lines that are on there?
Well, that's... Italian cypress doesn't do that.
Yeah, you choose the right tree. Sure.
Yeah, they just go down. They don't...
They go down.
They don't go out.
Because I know... Over at Lakeview, all the nice, big, pretty trees that they had along the road there, along 395, those things have been there for years, and some of the concrete sidewalk was up 5-6 inches from the roots and stuff. They had to go through there and cut stuff out. It was quite an expensive one.
So is the beautification, just to address the central portion of your comment, are they going for all down central of the ODOT portion is where they gave the permission?
The permission is in front of Garrison.
Okay.
Because basically what we were talking about doing was kind of duplicating what they've done at Murphy's. You know, kind of that look.
That's to go and hide really what they've got back in there.
Something would need to be added as far as covering the gates and stuff. Now, you can't plant in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the people who bought Whitaker's building right next to the railroad tracks, secondhand store, and the one right dead center downtown, we have hazards. I mean, they're putting crap out on the sidewalk.
Like during the day? And
full of stuff out.
And then putting it back in, or?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like little
they take
Tijuana.
It in at night, but it's like a flea market
during
the day.
Okay.
And I think we need to do something about the secondhand people in town keeping their stuff inside their buildings.
Or having permits for sidewalk sales or something.
Keeping it off the sidewalk upon their property, but off the sidewalk.
Well, and yeah, displaying it in the right-of-way I don't believe is okay, but no. That's just off. That would be my common sense speaking. I don't know that it says that in the code.
Struggling to survive, I think.
Yeah,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
understand
that.
Well,
the real problem, I think, arises from the fact that the city tells them, you're responsible for the sidewalk, you're responsible for any repairs, you're responsible for keeping it clean. And then the city comes along and says, but you can't use it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a...
Catch 22, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it is.
Well, on the other side of that coin is you're trying to attract tourists, and that isn't going to do it.
Well, some kind of will.
Gotta be a happy medium.
The ones that come to town and open one up.
Yeah. The ones are, yeah, never mind.
Careful, John.
I'm in the wrong business to talk about. Some of that stuff is, looks like they just didn't feel like going to the dump, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Anything else? Maybe I can close the meeting. Everybody in agreement? Okay, meeting's adjourned.